Nick Hart from Backstreet Boys.
Shout out to Boy Band Break.
It's Chris Kirkpatrick here. Shout out to your podcast, Boy Band Break.
Hey everybody, this is Howie D, and I'm listening to Boy Band Break.
Hi, Ashley Parker Angel here. Huge shout out to the Boy Band Break podcast.
This is Brad from LFO, and you are listening to Boy Band Break.
Hey, what's up? This is Jacob.
It's Dan.
What's up? It's Trevor.
And it's Eric Michael, and it's time for Boy Band Break, baby. Let's go!
Welcome back to Boy Band Break. We encourage you to take a break from your day and join us in some boy band conversation. As always, I'm Chinzia.
I'm Sophia.
And I'm Lydia, aka Mama Lou.
Welcome to December, ladies.
Welcome to December. Yay. And what are we going to talk about today?
Today, I feel like we have not done a boy band update episode in a little while.
That's true. We have not.
I could be wrong. I don't know.
But well, it has been a while.
Yes.
Because I believe we did the last one probably October, maybe.
Probably, yes. Yeah. Anyway, so we have a bunch of boy bandy stuff happening.
There's always something going on.
There's always something.
Boy bands announcing albums and tours,
new merch,
wine,
new things. So yes. So there you go. So we came up with a list of a couple of things.
We're looking at the tabs. We see
and yes, we're just gonna kind of go through. Do we want to go through the list, or am I just going by the tab?
You are the Sherpa.
I'm the Sherpa.
I am following you.
We can go from tab if you want.
Okay.
Might be easier.
Did you move the tabs or not?
I did. I got overwhelmed. I stopped about the second tab. I'm like, what is this?
You know what? We'll just have things inspire us as we go along.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. So.
Share tabs, maybe.
That is great. We will share the tab because that is what we do.
Yeah.
Okay, so first off, I don't know if we actually mentioned this yet, but Chris Kirkpatrick from NSYNC and Brian McFadden from MTV have created a podcast. It is called Name Drop. And basically what it is they interview their celebrity friends. And the whole point is they're supposed to like name drop and like talk about other celebrity friends. And every time that happens, they like ding a bell and things like that. So,
sounds fun.
How many episodes are we at so far?
Okay. Where was this?
Do you want to maybe just
few tabs?
There.
Go.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. So, quite a few right now. There's about 11. As I look at the number 9, it's 11. Because apparently I'm an idiot, but yes. So some of the people we know, some of the
who is Jonathan
Shukak.
I don't know.
I don't think that's how you say these last names.
So, so then the guys, they went to Nebraska for some reason. So they had Melissa Joan Hart from Clarissa Explains It All.
That's fun.
And also Sabrina. From Sabrina the Teenage Witch. They had B.B. Mac on there. They had O-Town on there. Kobe Kalei was their first guest. And then they were kind of talking
about. How come it's episode number 7?
I think they have it in the newest episodes on top, and it just kind of.
I see.
So anyways, it's Name Drop. It's really good. We are going to actually do an episode and review, like kind of talk about it.
I'm assuming
the O-Town one, unless you guys want to do B.B. Mac. But
let's do O-Town.
We'll see how it goes. So basically, they just get their friends together and talk about
friends.
There you go.
Yeah.
We're going to close this tab.
We are
going to
close this tab now that it's been used.
Yes, correct. All right.
And now we are going to roulette on a different tab. Should I just click something?
How about trolls?
Let's just do trolls start from first. The left and work your way.
Okay.
Get confused. I don't know.
How do I get there without getting there?
Oh, you know what? That's a good question. You know what?
Why don't you do trolls
first?
Because that's what your list was first. Correct?
Okay. Yes. So, trolls. Right. So, the Trolls movie came out.
Trolls 3
band together. So all of the guys
of NSYNC
have made it there.
As you can see, there's lots of.
So there's a lot of cool stuff. They had some interesting ensembles. Lance had rainbow color hair to match his troll character, actually.
And I guess he always also was matching his troll character.
Yes.
Right?
So
that's why he did that.
That's right. Yeah. So the red one is Joey Fatone, obviously. And his name, oh my gosh. I thought I had their name somewhere.
Oh, on NSYNC troll characters.
Where do you see this?
Just
that says related searches.
Yes.
Sorry, guys. So there they are.
Hopefully they have.
I'm under pictures, so that's probably why it's not telling me this. If I go to
There it is. Yeah, Joey Fatone's
ablaze. JC is hype. Right. Justin Timberlake is Branch because that's his character. Chris is Tricky, which is
a trickster.
That's the name that he, one of his nicknames. And Lance is Boom.
So if you go to the picture part, so that way.
Okay.
Sorry. There was an image. Yeah, go to images.
Yep.
And someone had overlaid there. I think so. Yeah.
That's not the right order. That's not who they are.
Oh no. Okay.
I can show. I'll tell you who they
are.
Okay. Okay. Sorry. So let's go back. So, red one. So ablaze is Joey Fatone.
Yeah.
Blue hair is JC's hype. Branch is like the purpley hair one.
And if you don't know who Chris is,
the pineapple-y haired one. And
what's his name again?
Tricky.
Okay.
And Lance is Boom. And he has the
rainbow hair. Oh, okay. Got it.
So we saw some pictures. They did premiere. Lance and his husband were driving there and answering questions with the kids in the car. So the kids came to it as well.
Okay.
Let me just try if I can find more pictures of the premiere. So basically it was fun. Chris actually went out and talked to fans in the rain and stuff, but there was all the other characters, like Anna Kendrick is in it and a bunch of other people.
Camila Cabello.
Wow.
Yes. So yeah, that was a good amount, a lot of singing and
And Better Place is the reason why they came together to sing the song for this
movie. So they couldn't advertise a lot of accurate one, which is blurry for some reason, but yes. So there's your characters on top of your boy banders. So yeah, so movie is cute. I think Lydia and I might talk about it in a future episode.
We will do
a whole episode about Trolls, but just saying that they did that did happen and it is out.
And so people are very excited because I think their song charted, right?
Yes, it was doing very well.
Was it like 15 or something?
Well, Better Place got to like number one overnight.
Yes, on iTunes, I think, right?
On what? On what?
iTunes.
Hot 100.
All right, hold on. Shall I share that or no?
Yes. First one.
Okay. NSYNC back on Billboard Hot 100 first time since 2002 with Better Place. So it launched at number 25, and that was on October 14th. This is from October 9th, though, so I feel like it's gone up in the score. It was number 2 on the digital songs sales charts and 21 on radio songs. It was number 12 on adult pop. And so yeah, so
it's doing well.
So yeah, so Better Place.
It's a really good song, very catchy.
Oh, you know what? If I go to the Wikipedia page, that usually says where it is. So Canada was 43 on the Hot AC. It was 10. So
it was 4 in Japan.
Japan. It was number 9 in the U.S. Adult Top 40. So yeah. So all over the charts. Top 5 in Sweden. Heat Seeker.
Ooh.
Yeah. So it's doing well. It's a very catchy song. Unfortunately, because of the writer's strike, they weren't able to do a lot of advertising.
Yeah.
Ahead of time. But yeah. So no, it's doing well. It's a good song. So yeah.
Well, now the strikes are over, so now they're able to talk
and
about
the strike
it.
And
that's
ended,
why they went to the premiere.
That's why they went to the premiere, because it was basically like right after that. So
the SAG-AFTRA strike.
At this current time, there is not any sort of future NSYNC
plans,
and they have said this multiple times, but people really want this to happen, so people keep hoping, but they're
even
like...
Even T-Swift wanted it to happen. Is that here, or did we already talk about it?
No, but I mean, talk about it at the VMAs.
Yes.
Taylor Swift's like, oh, what are you guys doing?
Because the guys got together to present Taylor Swift with an award. And then she's like, I'm more interested about you guys. Then I'm same. But yeah. Do you want a picture of that? Can you pull that up?
I would be delighted.
Thank you so much for doing that for me. I appreciate you.
Oh my God.
You guys are hilarious.
Thank you. There we go.
Sorry for not reading your mind.
I'm like, speaking of NSYNC, this is other NSYNC news that was NSYNC-y.
I think because we mentioned it before, that's probably why.
You think? Maybe
we have talked about it, yes, but here you go. There they all are.
How cute are they?
Here's them. Her excited, about to go hug them.
Look, they're all laughing and happy. See,
Chris was talking about how they're not dolls. They were action figures or something. marionettes. Sorry. So yes. So that was
very cute.
That was all of our reaction.
Yes.
Super cute. So yes, they were very excited. She was excited to be there.
Very good.
We were all excited.
So it has come out that they were supposed to perform at that, but because of the writer's strike, they weren't.
That's so sad.
As far as I know, the song has not actually been performed in person.
Not yet.
I don't even think they did perform.
I feel like the entire world would shut down. Like they would be like, what?
Yes. And also we obviously know they're not doing the Super Bowl because that was rumors that had happened like months ago.
That would have been
but apparently they were never actually in the talks for that. So.
Yes, because Nick Carter made a comment in an interview with AJ as well.
He did?
So there was no negotiations at all. They don't know where that came from.
And when I was in Mexico, Eric Michael Estrada from O-Town also said, you know, it was hard because we weren't allowed to say anything, but we were just like, we know that it wasn't happening and there was no talks happening. So whatever. Anyways, it is what it is.
But obviously they would love to do it because that's a great experience.
Yeah, it's true.
Okay, so speaking on the NSYNC front, there is a little bit of a boy band crossover. Jungkook from BTS.
Wow.
He and Justin Timberlake had Justin Timberlake on a song called 3D. So Jungkook's 3D Justin Timberlake remix.
Number one already.
It's number one on the US iTunes. Jung and JT on the main show Trends. They were breaking records.
And there's a controversy with Timberlake.
Okay. Oh.
Because of Britney Spears' memoir.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
The Woman in Me.
It's good.
She's finally able to tell her truth.
Yeah.
And give her side of the story of the multiple things that have happened.
Yes. Yes. We definitely need to do an episode about it. Just
because the book. I have not read the book.
And there's lots of articles on it.
Yes.
Because every time I went to look on the social media, that everyone gave away all the secrets.
Yes,
basically.
Yes, that's true. For shiz.
Yes.
You know.
Okay, anyway, so this 3D by Jungkook is his 10th song to hit on the US iTunes charts.
Cool.
So yes, he's doing very well. BTS is a bit on a hiatus right now.
They're doing military service.
Yes, there's a bunch of stuff going on. So they're kind of all exploring their own little individual projects.
Show the 3D art that's right beside, the tab right beside. Yeah, there. It looks very interesting. This tab. I know, it's very, very luxurious.
I was trying to understand, then I realized I think this is a 3.
Yes.
And then a D.
Yes, that's right.
3D, yes.
Get it? It's a song.
It says right there, 3D.
Yes. So basically this song, at the time of recording this, has only been out for 8 days and already has 1.5 million views.
Both of their fan bases, but most likely BTS.
Well, BTS, for sure. Yeah, because Justin's very grouchy about, obviously, Britney's memoir, and it's not looking good for him at this time.
He hasn't really said much, but I believe he closed the comments on all of his Instagram posts.
Did he?
So then no one can write to him.
There was something along the lines of, like, he's considering legal action. I don't know if that's entirely true, but...
then she should do legal action too, because he's done so many things to her.
Right, I know. So it's like...
Sorry, I'm going to be passionate.
No, it's okay. All right, what other NSYNC stuff is on the board? I feel like we got some NSYNC.
Did I have other NSYNC stuff?
AJ, Joey, F1.
I also just want to give a quick shout out to the team at Chris Kirkpatrick Miss the Musical.
We had them on last year.
They were on episode, I believe it was 219. But they were in the Edinburgh Fringe Festival, and they actually got picked up, and they are in London right now.
They're
doing a full month. From the 1st to the 30th of December.
Congratulations!
Yay. To Seven Dials Playhouse. So yeah, so that's pretty awesome. So
they should come to Toronto.
They should.
That would be great. So Allison and Valen were both on our show. So we can go back and watch that. But yes, basically, it's a Christmas Carol meets It's a Wonderful Life meets NSYNC. It's Christmas Eve 2009, 7 years into the world-famous boy band's indefinite hiatus. NSYNC's Chris Kirkpatrick has until midnight to make a wish that could change his life forever. A parody musical featuring 12 original songs and plenty of 90s nostalgia. So it's presented by Pacey's Creek and Cobalt in association with the Seven Dials Playhouse. So yeah, so there you go. If you are in the, I believe it's London.
And they have an after party.
Yes. La la. Immersive boy band after party. Members of the sensational Chris Kirkpatrick Miss Cast will also host a series of boy band themed immersive parties, which will take place following selected performances. Promising a mix of classic boy band and festive hits, audiences will have a chance to enjoy the Y2K themed cocktails and roll back the years to fully immerse themselves in the noughties pop nostalgia. A ticket for the party is included with the ticket price on the following dates. And there you go. So tickets are relatively, like, these are British pounds, but basically reasonable. $15 to $30
Yeah.
Pounds. Yeah. So yeah. So yeah, so good for them. Also, I thought was cool. I wonder if it's on this one.
Just looking it at might not Instagram.
Sorry, let me share this tab instead. So yes, it's Chris Kirkpatrick's musical. But what I thought was really cute is that Chris actually like retweeted them or like acknowledged them like recently. So they were like, nice. Oh my god. So I think it might have just been in a reel, but it was like really cute that so obviously so Chris now knows that this exists.
Yeah, sure, amazing.
So I don't think he's actually seen it yet, but still we have not seen it and this looks like a lot of fun know, yeah. And we definitely would love to see it. So.
Yeah.
Hopefully. Oh, that's so cute. They put their themselves.
Oh, cute.
That's the fun
cute.
Part about this is it's actually an entirely female cast. Yeah, there might be a video, but I don't know. Oh, just like, yes. Yeah. So there's the girls as the boys as, yeah. So there you go.
So funny.
So funny. Yeah, so it's in London at the Covent Gardens at the Seven Dials Playhouse. So yes.
Amazing.
So I don't know if we have, oh, we do have some listeners in the UK. So if you can make it out there, check it out and let us know how it is because it sounds fabulous and can't wait to see it.
Jolly good time.
Jolly good time, yes. Okay, so we'll close that guy and that one. Okay, so what is next on our list here?
Do you want to erase the Jungkook one?
I can definitely do that. Yeah. Yes, you know what? I feel like let's talk about boy banders and booze.
Yes.
Okay, we shall.
Okay, so we have two booze things. So yes.
Items.
We drink so much booze.
Yes. Look at us. Okay. So, ironically, we know very little about both of these things. So it is what it is.
But it was shared. But so it was shared. Like, so we're going not? To
scroll down, friend.
No, I saw it at the top, but I thought there was a different one.
The Carter one?
Or? No. Oh. Okay. Well, I'll just share this then, because. Okay. So. Donnie Wahlberg and Derek D. Nice Jones are doing something with Martindale Cognac.
Huh.
So I know nothing about booze. Do you know anything about cognac? Is that like a whiskey or is it a different type of drink?
It's like a distilled drink. It's like one of the ones that you can drink like a shot, I think.
Okay.
Doesn't it say there?
Yes.
It does. I'll read the article.
Oh, sure.
Okay, so Martindale Cognac makes its highly anticipated debut in the United States. The emblem of a refreshingly new, creative, and unexpected style of cognac, Martindale is the work of Thomas family's fourth generation founders, blah, blah, blah. 100-year history.
Where do we get to the boy?
Custom-made for a new generation. It is a unique style of liquid and bottle or testament to Raymond Thomas, the grandfather of the people.
Okay, let's scroll down to D. Nice.
Okay.
Hard work and
okay, so the spirit of this lives on in the grandsons. Our grandfather was an important figure in the history of cognac, having strengthened the status of the Appellation through the post-war era. When faced with obstacles, instead of backing down, he doubled down, founded his own Martindale, his own recipe for success. Hard work, genuine relationships, skills, and craft in cognac making. He continues, my grandfather always had a vision to one day have our own cognac brand, and we have been entrusted with this legacy. Through our family's initial investment in the strength of the business plan, we have garnered the attention of investors from backgrounds as diverse as music and entertainment. With notable names like Derek D. Nice Jones and Donnie Wahlberg, wine, spirits, finance, and more. For us, Martindale is a fulfillment of a family promise that we feel is original and relevant to the category.
Cool.
So, okay. Yes. And then
is there a picture?
So, yeah.
Oh, here.
Here it is. This is it. So then by the time you listen to this, this may have already happened. So this Martindale Cognac, a century in the making, It says, live on Instagram, join two of Martingale's investors, D-Nice and Donnie Wahlberg, Sunday, December 3rd at 8 p.m. Learn why Martingale is custom made for a new generation of spirit enthusiasts. So there you go. So if you want to know more, it's on Instagram. I guess they're going to do a live event. For a full live tasting experience, order your bottle now. So we're going to taste it with them.
We are not sponsored by them. We would not like to be sponsored.
I feel like we wouldn't like money. Cognac. But who knows? But
you know what? It makes it the branding makes it seem like cognac is like an old man's alcohol. And so like new generation of drunk people.
Yes, hello.
Yes, I don't know.
I don't know. So that is that alcohol. Skipping ahead to additional alcohol.
Yeah, close the tab so that way.
Sure.
Okay.
I will do that. And then,
okay.
Sorry. Yes, I got
there. There it is. Okay. Okay.
So that one is that. Okay. Yes. Okay. So the other day, Nick posted, "What is this?" and had a link to, and it was in his story. So it's not there anymore.
Right. Of course.
But that has brought us to this page, which is the Palette Infinity. And it's one of those things where they put like six squares and there you go. So it looks like Nick Carter has a rosé wine. It's from Palette Infinity, the Nick Carter collection. It has his little autograph on there. Portugal rosé.
Ooh, a rosé.
It's a 2023. So, wow. So you're like, oh, this is pretty and pink. So but nice. As with alcohol sales, I know a lot of times you can't really order them because they're not allowed to like ship out of country
yes,
or something.
This is
so
true.
Might have to go to the States for
this. Find this at a gas station
Portugal.
In America.
Who knows? Oh, so anyway, so we clicked on the link and it brings you to the website and this is it. There's nothing else.
That's it. There's nothing to click
really?
On.
There is literally nothing to click on. There's no like hidden tabs. It's literally just a light pink background with Palette Infinity Nick Carter collection.
So
something to look forward to, I guess.
I guess. Yeah. But then I find that sometimes when you announce things without actually having anything, but also people tend to forget about it. Because didn't the Backstreet Boys also launch like
they wanted
tequila
to,
or something in South America or something?
I don't know.
Nothing
if they
ever came of it.
Yeah. They also really apparently wanted to launch a barbecue.
A barbecue. Restaurant. Really? Oh,
it was something before COVID, I think.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah,
I will say
a lot of celebrities do have restaurants in Nashville and stuff. So I feel like that could be possible.
So maybe, yeah, something like that. It didn't come to fruition, but
yeah,
I believe I read something like this.
All the celebrities, what they like to do is they like to like you got to round out your portfolio, right? Because your fame got you your money, and now your money has to last you the rest of time. So usually you have to diversify your portfolio. You get real estate, you do investments.
Howie is very good. Howie from Backstreet Boys is very good with that.
Right, exactly. So I'm assuming that this is what, because I mean Nick's portfolio has Bitcoin, obviously, I guess wine now. He does invest in a lot of different things, right? Like
okay.
I mean, even AJ, he has his own business with the nail polish. It's interesting to like see, right? And you hope for the best, but like I don't know, like I feel like even like other celebrities, right, like have their own liquor lines, like that guy who did Ghostbusters, he has his own Skull Vodka, right? Who's that? Aykroyd?
Dan Aykroyd? Yeah,
didn't he? I don't know if he made
Skull. Dan Aykroyd.
Yeah, it could be. He had wines.
Maybe he has wines.
He probably has a whole bunch of things.
Wayne Gretzky also has a wine. So yeah. Like, I feel like a lot of celebrities try to like kind of
sell. He also had a restaurant,
themselves.
But it closed.
Wayne
Gretzky.
Did he? Oh, yeah.
In Toronto. Yeah, it closed down a couple years ago because of COVID.
Yeah. So I feel like a lot of celebrities try to diversify their portfolio by having different products. This could be it. But yeah, obviously the execution, the launch.
So it looks like very fancy,
successful.
But then you're like, but there's not even like a sign up for more information.
Yeah.
See, that would be like something
absolutely.
Like, oh, put in your email address because
you
generate all this
where,
stuff.
Yeah.
So there's really nothing happening right now. Let me go back to the Instagram.
Hey. Yeah, just
link
to the website.
Exclusive Nick Carter collection of European wine.
So it does have 1,000 followers right now.
Yeah, but that doesn't really matter. I mean, you can have followers. But
no,
like,
for sure.
If you have no product, you have no product. I mean,
yes.
We could have just taken this rosé from the LCBO and printed like a custom label. Mm-hmm. Like this is kind of Yeah, I guess. Yeah,
I don't know, man. It is what it is.
Well, we'll wait and see how it goes. We'll
keep you posted. You know what? If it does come out, I feel like we should do a live taste test.
We should.
Lydia had two sips and she's gone.
I'm gone. You know what this could also be too? I'm thinking, now that I'm thinking, I do a lot of business stuff. I'm an entrepreneur myself. Some people like to do what's called, oh my God. It's something where you test out a product first to see if there's any interest before you make it. Yes. Right. So it's very likely that this hasn't been made yet. And maybe he
it says 2023 on there. So
a label could be anything. I could put my butt cheeks on it and be like 2024. You know what I mean? Like there's
I'm saying, but I feel like wines, you're not really supposed to drink them right away. You're
supposed to like, yeah.
Let it like,
no, I know.
Rest. Cool. Is that the word?
I mean, you can drink them right away, but yeah, I mean, if you want to like age them, yeah, you can, but yeah, it's just, oh my goodness. I you know, when the word comes to me, I will tell you that I'll probably yell it out at 3 a.m. I'll be like, ah!
Product testing?
No, it's like when you want to, Kenny?
You want to test out the market.
When you have a product that you want to test out, but you don't make it yet, what's that called?
Prototype.
You know, when you test out something, but you don't make it yet. You know, the candles, what's that called? Remember we made those crappy candles? There's another word for it. I can't think of it. It's like when you make it.
Market testing?
It's like a fancy business word.
Oh,
You know it. I know you know it because we've talked about it. Minimum viable product. Thank you, Kenny. Thank you.
We did it. We got the words.
Yes. So guys, that is what's called. Thank you, Kenny. Thank you, Kenny. Minimum viable products. That means that you test something before you actually make it. And then if there's no interest, then you don't make it at all. Thank you, Kagami. Okay, go ahead. Let's continue.
Okay. I think that's all we had for those ones.
Yes. That was wonderful. I really enjoyed that.
Yes. Proud of you. Well, I feel like I want to educate our viewers as well, right? If you guys want to be business partners.
Business.
Stand on business.
I can help you.
No, people say
that. I am very not good at business. My failure is my teacher. Anyways, go ahead. Please continue.
Well, as we are on the topic of Nick Carter, might as well move along to this section here. So Nick has finished the Who I Am tour.
Who I Am tour. Yes, very well.
America.
Very well.
Oh, very good. Finished very good. Already?
No. He is continuing on. He is taking it. Is finished so right now.
Oh, okay.
So he started announcing dates so far.
Good for him.
So he's going to South America because South Americans love him.
Yeah.
So starting January 3rd, he'll be in Santiago, Chile.
Wow.
Viña del Mar, Chile on the 5th.
Capachol.
Also Chile. On the 6th, the 7th, Franklin, so he's in
Galaqui.
And then he goes to Ecuador on January 10th. Brazil!
Rio de Janeiro. Wow.
Rio de Janeiro and São Paulo.
Nice.
Then he has
Montevideo.
So Montevideo, Uruguay.
That's where mom was born.
Yes. So he'll be there January 21st.
That's crazy.
And then he will also be in Argentina and Buenos Aires, which is where Uncle was born.
Yes,
I was going to say.
Yes. Then he's going to Peru, Mexico City on January 30th. And right now he's finishing this set in Monterrey, Mexico on January 31st. Mm. So make sure you check out nickcarter.com.
Will he be on tour for his birthday?
Maybe.
Or will he be in Mexico?
What day is his birthday again?
January 28th. So then,
I would say probably. Yeah. I wonder if his family's gonna fly down for him.
That'd be fun.
He also, you know what he also likes to do sometimes is do like parties for his birth, like fan events.
Okay.
So maybe he might plan something in Mexico or maybe.
Yeah.
Well, there's 6 days between Peru and Mexico City, so maybe he might fly home then.
Yeah. I don't know.
Is it a long flight to Mexico City from LA or Las Vegas?
Probably not, because when I flew to Mexico for the Pop 2K thing, I think it was only like a 4 or 5 hour flight, and that's coming from across the country. So if he's just going straight down,
yeah.
Well, I guess Peru is further south, but yeah. You know what? Probably.
All right.
Yeah. So that's good for him. Was there anything other exciting? I think we talked about his Made for Us music video coming out.
Yeah. Yes. And he has tour merch. He has merch stuff.
Yes. Let's check out his new merch over here. He has limited edition Waiting on Saint Nick crew neck shirts.
Oh, so can I just say one thing?
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay. So
the face is kind of weird.
Don't get me wrong.
That's funny.
I love Nick Carter.
Yeah.
And I wanted to support him and buy some merch for Halloween.
Yeah. Okay.
And I ordered it on October 3rd, the first day that it came out.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And then I got a message like 3 weeks later.
Okay.
Saying they sold out of everything.
Oh.
And here's your refund.
Wow. No way.
And then I was like, what? Can you give me like some information of like what happened? Yeah. Like why? How? I got it.
Was
the
it
first
a pre-order? Or was
yeah.
It...
So I pre-ordered it October 3rd.
If you're pre-ordering, that's the whole point
of pre-order.
Apparently it sold out right away.
I also feel like they have this tendency to launch things the month that the thing is happening. I was like, you're not going to get the Christmas thing in time.
So that's
why I was like, okay, it was October 3rd. And I was like, okay, maybe they have it ready to go and then it's going to come. But you know, 3 weeks later, they're like, sorry.
That's so dumb.
It'll be sold out. Here is your refund.
At least you got a refund.
Thanks for the refund, but so, I kind of wanted like,
I got to say, the annoying part about getting refunds when you buy stuff in American dollars is that the refund back is never the same amount because it's the daily exchange rate. They sold out of the hoodie. That's from before. I'm sure they'll need more. So some of the stuff that he had on tour.
I like that.
They don't have.
It's not bad, but that's sold out as well. The blue NC there. NC.
On far right. Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
That's
like
cute.
That. Yeah. Very cute. We have these toques, or excuse me, beanies. These are still, that's from the last tour.
Oh,
that's from the All-American tour. As are these patches.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
You were supposed to buy the jacket and put him on the jacket.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, so. I feel like.
But yeah, that's kind of weird.
Yes. I feel like.
Demonic face?
Yeah.
I feel like it makes him look, I don't know, larger because
it's just
like it's like a weird shadowing. But
yeah.
You know what? I think that's cute.
Cute, absolutely. But maybe not choose that photo or that, I don't know, shadowy. I don't know. I enjoyed
made
it. For us. Like that one's nice too.
Yeah, these are cute. The Made for Us.
Superman.
Yes.
Some men's favorite song, but they don't.
It is apparently.
Yeah.
Wow. Well,
since we're on this, I wonder if the Backstreet Boys released any.
Yeah, the Backstreet Boys also released some Christmas merch as well. I believe it's basically the same kind of merch that they had last year.
I hope that they're still trying to get you. Okay, 137 days till the beach. Back to the beach.
Unless the price goes down.
Win the lottery, we're not going. But kudos to everyone who's going, and I hope you have a fabulous time.
It'll be great regardless.
Yes. So
where's there? It goes up there.
Store. Merch store.
There you go.
Yes. All right. Oh, they have a Christmas gift guide, everyone. Shall we click on it?
For your best. Ooh, 10%.
Oh, 10% off.
New subscribers only.
Should I click the guide?
Sure.
All right. Here's your holiday gifts.
That's new. I don't know.
This limited edition
holiday sweater.
I have that holiday sweater on Roblox.
Ah, oh my God. He's back again. That's cute.
Uh-huh,
that's cute.
Yeah.
Oh, it's sold it.
They had the Christmas bulb was from last year.
So I bought these ornaments.
Oh, did you? Yeah. Did you actually get them?
I sure did.
Okay.
But it was like after Christmas. That one I got before Christmas, a very Backstreet ornament.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
And then a very Backstreet Christmas came after Christmas.
Oh, okay.
Good thing cups. Christmas comes every year, so I can put it on.
That's true.
Right.
That is true.
Yes.
They have a red hat.
I have that red hat.
Cute.
Backstreet Boys.
Oh, the claymation.
No, that's Backstreet Boys.
Oh,
that's
why
the tree
did you
is covering
the tree
it.
Behind it.
I don't know.
Yeah. This one is cute. I like this one, Home Alone. I want to get that one,
cute.
I think. But $50 is too much.
Can you zoom in more?
I might have to. There you go.
So they're all making the.
I really like that one. So I might get it, but maybe not when it's $50.
Well, that's what I was saying. The beauty is that Christmas comes every year.
Yeah.
So if you just wait until. Oh, they have their nutcracker.
Yeah. And that one's not bad, the snowball one. Snowball
that's
hoodie.
It's kind of creepy. I feel like AJ looks really strange.
The pants are nice. Dang.
Sold out.
Well, you can get an embroidered bathrobe.
Oh, I don't know.
It's like Ric Flair. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know about that. Okay.
Okay, so let's check their regular merch. That's not the
Is this the merch store?
Is it basically the same thing?
The music store.
So oh, you can get a cookie cutter set.
Why do you need two bees?
BSB.
I know, but like when you're making cookies,
because it's, you know what, there's a valid
right?
point.
You want Christmas.
Lydia brings up a very valid point because you can just cut them again. But I guess they don't want to sell something that says BS.
is true.
This is BS that I'm paying $20 for cookie cutters.
That's true.
So there you go.
The beanie is very warm.
It looks cute. Yeah.
The long sleeve is shoulder out. I thought there was a calendar. Am I crazy? Was I looking at the
in the Christmas one or the merch?
Oh, they still got the onesies.
A green screen onesie. That's different.
That could be you, man.
Oh yeah. Ooh. Oh, that's fun. The tie dye. Wait, I went way too fast, man.
Sorry.
Oh my god. Okay. Back. She's back. All right. All right.
The hoodie is not bad. I like the hoodie.
Yeah.
It's cute. Well, that BSB. That's nice. That was this from one? Their cruise, I think, wasn't it?
Which one?
Or no, Vegas, the Vegas show.
Vegas,
I think. Yeah. Vegas, yeah. You're right.
Mm-hmm. That's also Vegas.
Wow. Hand sanitizer. Ooh, yeah. Wow.
$5.
Some baby stuff.
I don't think the baby could play games with your heart.
Okay. Oh, this is interesting.
Frisbee.
Oh my god, that's amazing.
I don't know about that.
There's a lot of baby clothes on here. I swear to God, I saw a calendar.
Okay. Is it in the music store?
No, I think it's in the fan club one.
Oh, okay.
Ooh, do you have access to the fan club store?
I do.
Oh, my. I don't know.
What happened here?
I don't
know. Don't you go to everything?
No. Uh-huh. It defaulted to this store. Hold on.
Okay.
Now, the key is, do I recall my password?
All right. Should we talk while you're doing that?
Yes, we should.
All right.
We don't want Chanzia to compromise her information.
Do you know that?
Yeah.
There's not really much going on, so why do you get a fan club membership if there's not?
You know what? That's an excellent question.
Right? But mostly it's because you can be with your friends, I guess.
I mostly think because I forget to cancel it.
Oh, I see.
So basically, the Nick Carter one is like $30 for a year. And I paid for that. But the Backstreet Boys one I paid on a monthly basis back when we needed a presale code for something. And then I keep forgetting to cancel.
I believe it was a concert.
Uh-oh.
Could have been that, yes. So anyways, here is the...
Oh, fun. I like that one, too. Keep the Backstreet Pride alive.
So you have access to a special special thing. So if you join, you can do the 1 month one if you want these things.
Oh, and there's pants.
So this is a cute little hat. It's very nice.
Ooh.
Has flex of things. Okay, when you see this, what do you think?
The scarf.
What is your immediate thought?
World War II vibes.
Okay, I was thinking Harry Potter.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that too.
And then I was just like, which thing is gray, like which of the houses? And I was like, none of them, because this is the Backstreet. And then, like, I'm sorry, and I know this has been our name the entire time. I do not like Backstreet Army.
So to be fair, it wasn't the whole time. I feel like this is a recent thing, like 2013.
Isn't the Army the K-pop peeps?
We were before the K-pop.
But Nick Carter is the one on Twitter was like, "You are now the Backstreet Army, officially." We weren't always the Backstreet
Army.
But,
like, everybody else has, like, more fun names. So, like, One Direction fans are Directioners.
Swifties.
O-Town fans are Townies. I don't know how I feel about that.
To be fair, I like that we didn't have a name. We're just a community of BSB fans.
Streeties? Like, what's...
NSYNC is NSYNCers.
Yeah, I'd rather have no name.
They tried to change that. Everyone's like, we're called NSYNCers. Mission and things like what's a great new name for us, and we're like, no, that's us. Mm-hmm. I don't know, but yes, I feel like this is very military like.
Yeah,
I don't know.
This army, but like, there should be 5 stars. Hello, why?
But I remember it always being army, and I remember always being annoyed because
I don't know. What I remember is we didn't have a name, and Nick was like, oh, you guys need a name, and he's like, here you go, you're the army now.
It is officially hard to name your fans, like, yeah, I have my own family. I'm a VTuber. I have no idea what to call them either. Because like, do you call them family? Do you call them like?
Well, we are called the Framily.
Family.
Yes.
I still haven't even come up with my. I tried to call them Litchens,
like,
but it doesn't.
So this BSB hoodie has like all the different 30 years of...
Go on the back.
Why am I clicking on the wrong thing?
That's okay.
Okay, there. Click.
Of the albums.
Click that. And so there's their albums.
Click bigger.
Yes.
Click bigger. There. Okay. So obviously the first Backstreet Boys and all the other Millennium, Black yes. and Blue, Never Gone, Unbreakable. This is Us.
That would be pretty cool.
This, DNA. So this is kind of cool. I feel like it's a little bit like scrunched weird, but I feel like it's because some of them are the logos are the other.
Yeah, sizes, yeah, yeah.
So. Yeah.
So yeah, so that's pretty cool.
I like that.
And
one,
it's yeah. black, so that's yeah. lovely.
It is $60. And the calendar. You talked about the calendar. You have the whole reason why we're here.
Yeah. So they have a calendar. It's $30.
Is it a nudie calendar?
I have no idea because they don't show pictures of the back.
Because that's the whole point of getting the calendar, right?
It's a nudie calendar. It looks like it's from the DNA tour.
There's no
but they have the 2023 one as well, which also still doesn't show it. And there's less than a month left and it's still $20.
No.
Yeah, so I'm like, I feel like that should be
less.
A little bit less.
That should be like
some discounts. $5 at least, right?
Yeah.
These are the prints that came out for the 30th anniversary. Very expensive. I don't
why?
And then these are, they have been trying to sell these.
Why is it $600?
So it's $600 for the print.
That's why.
No, no, the autograph is $850.
Oh my God.
I will explain to you. These are, Lydia, you pronounce this.
Autographed BSB Yukioi woodblock prints. Okay. So this is interesting.
So what is this?
So released exclusively in Japan in 2019. So they have been trying to sell these for 4 years so far. The first ever Backstreet Boys Yukioi are now available worldwide. A limited quantity of prints are available with distinct numbering on each print. Each print is completely handmade, a totally unique piece of art.
Okay.
The Yukio tradition woodblock printing represents Japan's unique tradition and cultural heritage passed down for 400 years since the Edo period to the present day. The Backstreet Boys Yukioi is the outcome of a painstakingly and complex process involving printing 40 colored layers using a series of 12 hand carved wood blocks.
Oh man.
So it is very labor consuming. So enjoy the magnificent technique of contemporary Yukio style featuring the world's best selling boy band, the Backstreet Boys. Blah, blah, blah. So there it goes. Great. Wonderful.
It doesn't even look
it
like
it doesn't
those.
Really look like I guess that's Howie. That's
yeah,
Kevin.
I guess. Yeah.
Is Brian. This one Brian?
Yeah.
AJ and then Nick is
why is Nick naked?
He's kicking his crotch.
I don't know. Yes. God bless. Yes. This looks amazing.
So they did do something on The Amazing Race where they went, it was not to Japan, but they went somewhere and they had to do woodblock like
printing.
Printing and it was I think it was actually only four colors or six colors, the things they needed. So it was very complicated and it took them a lot of time. So I do understand that, but also
price is astronomical.
That is insanely expensive.
I
and
like,
I want to say that was the price of like a cruise, but now they don't do those anymore. So
we've been on this topic for a long time.
Yeah, so we are going to move along.
All right.
All right. Speaking of boy banders doing things, the Pop 2K tour has announced some 2024 dates.
I saw that.
So new this year, they are officially adding BB Mac in.
Oh,
for
wow.
I was like, we were talking
for
no reason.
Popular choice.
So Chris from NSYNC, O-Town, BB Mac, Brad from LFO, and Ryan Cabrera. They're not at all of the show. So if you go to pop2000tour.com,
oh, there's his tricky ending.
Yes, he wears tricky sometimes.
Wonderful.
All right, so some of the upcoming shows we have start in...
So this year, here. So there's two, there's three left this year. So December 10th, they're going to be in New York City, which I very much contemplated going. Two of the friends on the cruise are going, not the cruise, the Mexico trip are going. But it's a Sunday, and I have to work the next day.
You do, yeah.
And I kind of don't want to be on a bus to New York again anytime soon. They're fair. Also doing some New Year's Eve shows in Nashville, at the City Winery. So there's a 7 o'clock show and a 10 o'clock show. If you go to the 10 o'clock show, they will have a countdown and cheers and all that jazz.
That's fun.
And then they've just started the 2024 shows. So March 9th, they are going to be in Port St. Lucie, Florida, which ironically is 20 minutes away from where our parents' condo used to be. But they sold the condo. So
they said.
May 3rd, they're going to be in the Poconos.
Okay.
Pocono, Pennsylvania.
Ooh.
June 7th, they will be in Sheboygan, Wisconsin.
Sheboygan. Oh, wow.
Sorry if I said that wrong, because I'm pretty sure I did. June 9th, they're in Minneapolis, Minnesota. And July 12th, they're in Marietta, Ohio. So I think that's the closest one to us right now.
Can they please add some Canadian dates, especially in Toronto?
Yes, or some more Saturday dates. Because
I like the shows that were at the casino. I felt it was nice and cushy, nice and cozy.
That was nice.
That was nice.
So yeah, so they have said they're doing a pretty big tour, so they will be expanding. So keep an eye out on pop2000tour.com. So that is that.
Fingers crossed for Canada.
Yes. Joel kind of made it allude that they were gonna come to Canada, but who knows?
Who knows indeed.
Because Carrie also, Chris's manager, had also kind of mentioned, oh, he might be doing something in Canada for New Year's, and I was like, score. And then they announced Nashville. So I was like, no. Things can change at any moment. Yeah, so you never know. Yeah. So, what else we got here? Blue Bloods. Let's talk about Blue Bloods. So, Sophia, who is on Blue Bloods?
So, Donnie Wahlberg has been on Blue Bloods for 14 seasons. So. Well, 13 seasons, and the 14th season will be their last one. They're going to do two parts in the year, 10 episodes in February, and then the other 8 in the fall 2024. Everyone is very sad about this because the show is really good. It was a cop show. It's with Tom Selleck as well. Will Estes as well. They play a really good family. The family scenes, the family dinner scenes are really fun. I really enjoy this
show. And they constantly are like trend on Twitter when new episodes come out. And yes.
And there's been 275 episodes, and they will end with 293, which is amazing.
Quite a bit.
Yes.
Wow, that's lucky. Yes. Good for them.
Yes. So they've been doing it over 13 years. So good luck to the Blue Bloods team.
Yes. And congratulations on all that success. Because 14
most
seasons,
shows do not last that long.
Exactly.
That is for sure.
Some tabs.
Let's talk about Joe Bros.
There we go. What are they up to?
Well, this is shocking because we did not know until we just like randomly went to their website because we knew they were doing a bunch of things. They have launched a chocolate line.
Why not?
It's called Jonas Chocolates. They at the moment have 3 different varieties. I will read to you what they are. So we have peppermint bark. Jonas Chocolates presents our holiday flavor, peppermint bark, dark chocolate peppermint bark with a white chocolate drizzle and candy cane sprinkles.
Yum.
Delicious.
They also have,
that is a backpack and a sneaker.
Well, I guess the picture is here. So they have, next is the dark chocolate pretzels with white drizzle. Jonah are salty and sweet, because why choose when you can have both? Dark chocolate covered pretzels decorated with white chocolate drizzle. These are incredibly delicious.
All right.
Beautiful. And last up, we have these guys here.
Milk chocolate grahams.
So the milk chocolate grahams, Jonas milk chocolate grahams, are a creamy milk chocolate covered mini graham cracker decorated with a white chocolate swirl. Seems to be quite the thing.
Oh, look at them with it.
Cute little boxes.
Closing with it.
Cool. I wonder. Okay, so it's just hypothetically click on buy and see what happens.
Okay. Da-da-da-da.
It does nothing. And it
that
says.
The website is broken.
We are experiencing high demand. Please expect delays in processing and delivering orders. So not a lot. Here we go.
Oh, there you go.
$12.
$12. That's not horrible.
For a box of chocolate. Okay.
5 ounces. I don't know how much that is. It doesn't seem like a lot.
No.
We searched high and low for mouth-watering chocolates, and we can say without a doubt, these are some of the most incredible chocolates we've ever tasted. Too good not to share. Nothing says ho-ho holidays like the Jonas Brothers peppermint bark, indulgent dark and white chocolate peppermint bark with candy cane sprinkles. It's classic for a reason.
I tried their popcorn, and I wasn't a fan, so I don't know about this, but okay.
All right. And it's American chocolate.
Which is not as good.
But, you know, you never know. Could be.
Well, good for them for making some chocolate.
Yeah, this is true.
Let's see if the pretzels have more of a description. Nope. So basically, it just, you might be able to buy it. And it's $12. So there you go.
Is there another Jonas thing you were looking at?
No, I think that was. Just a bunch of merch.
Oh, they got merch.
Okay, let's see their let's see their
Honus. That's
Joe Ho Ho Ho.
Oh gosh,
crew.
That's a name.
Oh,
that's
cute. Joe Honus crew.
Okay. We're good here.
Basically, yeah, yes, we're great. We did a great some Christmas job. Stuff.
Oh, they delightful. Also have the sweatpants for their crew.
You know, why not?
Oh, I thought it was a sorry. I thought it was
sweatpants. This is a cropped hoodie.
It looks, I don't know. It doesn't was seem very tired. Useful. Sorry.
Okay, so we're gonna stop sharing the JoJo bro.
The JoJo bro. Those tabs you've already looked at. Thank you. Okay. That is not anything. Okay.
Okay. So
who is going?
Speaking
on
of
tour?
Other tours, who else is going on tour? Why, Sophia?
It is the New Kids on the Block. They're going on the Magic Summer Tour 2024 with.
Special guest Paula Abdul and DJ Jazzy Jeff.
Isn't that so cool?
You yes. may remember DJ Jazzy Jeff
from Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
I don't, but okay.
Yes,
he was Will's friend who was about yes. kicked out of the house.
That's yes, right, right. And okay. they've been friends for 30 years apparently.
IRL,
right? IRL. In real yes, life, that's right.
That. So they kick off on June 14th in Cuyahoga Falls, Ohio. And they just basically go all through the states.
And there's one in Toronto.
I think they have two dates in Toronto. If
I'm not right, because there was a popular band. Yes.
So August 17th and August 18th, they're at the Budweiser stage in Toronto. Tickets are still available. And currently it is ending on August 25th in Noblesville,
Indiana.
Well, if there's a reasonably price tickets, we should try to go.
Yes, we should. I feel like because they usually did they okay. I can't look at that. I was just trying to see what their VIP packages include.
$67 4-star package. What are you doing?
I'm just trying to see what they include.
One premium reserve ticket, an exclusive VIP gift item, and a commemorative lemonade. Ooh.
So yeah, I don't know. That seems like there's also a VIP upgrade, but you can only upgrade if you have like a really good ticket. This is it. The backstage. Okay, it's already sold out, so you can't really do it. So basically what you had to do is you had to buy a 5-star meet and greet package. So you get a group photo op with 10 fans and them and the laminate. Then you can upgrade to a backstage and onstage magic seat upgrade. Ooh. So you have to have either front row or a 5-star already.
Wow.
Which is kind of sucky because like... You have to pay like, I forget, I think it was something like $800 or something.
Yeah, it was very expensive.
And then you upgrade some more, which is more money. Ah! And then you can watch a minimum of 5 songs on stage. Which
wow.
Hopefully they do a better job than Nick did
yeah.
with his onstage people. Which but I also, I'm like, if you're already in the front row, why do you also need to be on stage behind the thing? Like, I feel like shittier seat people should have an option at this.
Yeah.
But then you also get... Yes, there's a private, your photographer is following you around taking pictures.
Ooh.
And then there's a pre-show tour led by the New Kids on the Block touring staff. So there's like an exhibit backstage that you can look at. And then there's a backstage huddle with a member of New Kids on the Block moments before New Kids on the Block takes the stage.
Just one member.
And an exclusive onstage laminate. So very cool. That would be super fun to do. Again, we are broke, so we don't have money
that
to do this.
That is very expensive.
But for those who can, God bless, enjoy. That sounds yes. like a great time. And yeah, so there you go. Lots of options to see New Kids on the Block all over.
And they usually put on a good show, so enjoy as well.
Are they only doing... Toronto is the only Canadian dates?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because they're like kind of like Backstreet.
Just
so that kind of sucks yeah. for the people across the rest of Canada, but there you go. So okay, stop sharing.
Okay.
Oh, speaking of New Kids on the Block, they also relaunched. They had their 15th anniversary of the Block, so they had a comeback album. So they called it The Block Revisited.
Mm-hmm.
So this is when they first got back together. So it was the reunion album in 2008.
Jesus, that long ago?
Yes.
Wow.
That is a great album, by the way.
It is really good.
It has Full Service and has like other stuff.
Dirty Dancing.
So this came out. It has
really good songs. Yeah.
Yes. So this came out last month on November 3rd. It was the original album. It had 9 bonus tracks, including the unreleased fan favorite Coming Home. They had a new remix of Dirty Dancing.
Wow.
That they recorded with the K-pop group 17.
Ooh.
I think they released it on Instagram.
Yes, I believe it, yes. Yeah. I'm trying to see if there's anything else here. So it just had a lot of good.
Lady Gaga was their supporting act? Wow.
Yes.
Yes. Wow. Before she became famous.
Wow, that's wicked. Cool, good for her.
Yes, and that's when, kind of went from there. So there you go. Previously unreleased tracks, and there's also digital bonus tracks. So, of all the songs, there's a message from Alma Wahlberg. She passed away, right?
Yes, she did.
Who's that?
Donnie's mom.
Okay.
Message from Tom McIntyre. Is that, I'm assuming, Joey's dad?
Is that one of his sons?
No.
Griffin, right.
Yes. So they have Coming Home. They have the Dirty Dancing featuring 17 remix, Summertime Red One remix, Want to Fall in Love, Girls Night Out, You Got My Heart, Sweat, Click, 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 Fantogram Remix, Single featuring Neo, Club Remix, 2 in the Morning, Space Cowboy Remix. Oh, so there you go. Lots of stuff on this double album. There. So there you go. Very nice. We had mentioned O-Town earlier, and I don't know if we actually talked about this or not.
Wait, let's maybe do like the sad one and then that one.
Do you want to do that one?
Yeah.
I don't
touch on it.
So.
Well, we'll just talk. I'll talk about it then. If I'm going to get a flag, it's me. Okay. Share, please.
Okay.
So this is a new boy band who has come out. Their name is As One One, the world's first Israeli and Palestinian boy band, and it plans their ambitious debut. So they landed in Los Angeles on October 6th to start recording their first album. Now its identity is tested. Its members are determined to realize a humanitarian mission. So definitely give these guys a look over.
Do you want to just read the first little section about this?
Sure.
So this is a Billboard magazine article.
The scene of Chipotle Ventura Boulevard in San Fernando Valley at first looked much like any other Friday night. 6 good-looking guys in their early 20s sat around a table eating burritos, laughing and ribbing one another. They had landed at LAX that morning after a 16-hour flight, but despite their jet lag, the vibe was lively. Then an emergency alert lit up on one of their cell phones. Seconds later, a warning buzzed on another device and another, and yet one more. It was October 6th, already October 7th on the other side of the world in Israel. The moment things got real, As One One, the first ever boy band comprising of Israeli and Palestinian musicians. The guys arrived in Los Angeles from Tel Aviv, Israel, to lay down their tracks for their forthcoming debut album. A trek made following months of visa coordination and more than a year since the group officially formed after first being conceived in the United States years prior. The team behind One As One One, led by longtime music executives Ken Leviathan and James Denier, envisioned a Middle Eastern version of BTS, and in an effort to create it, Israeli and Palestinian casting directors held auditions in major cities and tiny villages throughout Israel in 2021. Auditions could not be held in West Bank or Gaza due to logistical challenges. 1,000 young men auditioned. The 6 were glued to their phones at Sherman Oaks at Chipotle, made it in. And then that's good. We don't have to read
it. Yeah,
anymore.
I don't think
this is a very long thing. But
so basically, you can check that out. So
it's just talking information about the guys and what they're about.
Yeah. So we definitely look forward to what they have to share. It's nice to see like the unity in this boy band. I feel like music brings a lot of people together, so this was definitely a great idea.
That's true.
And we look forward to this, learning their story more.
That's right.
Okay. Go ahead. So
there you go.
So then we'll go to we'll close the tab then. There we go. Okay. And someone else take a lead on this one.
Okay, so
go ahead.
Okay, yeah. So as we all know, Ashley Parker Angel was on The Masked Singer. He was the S'more.
Ooh, and we mentioned it a couple times.
We mentioned it a couple times because people thought that he was Kevin from the Backstreet Boys or other people, but the clues were there.
Yes.
So he was a little upset he was eliminated, and he revealed the clue that tipped Jenny off. So there you go. So you got to be a little upset when you didn't get. So he did not make it to the end.
No.
But also, I feel like the show drags on a lot, and every time I remember to watch it, he was never on that episode. So anyway, so you get a little upset you didn't make it to the next round, says Ashley. After discussing his time as S'more, the former O-Town boy bander was eliminated on episode 8 following Disco Night performance of That's the Way I Like It by Casey and the Sunshine Band. You start getting competitive, he admits, but I'm rooting for my group, Cow and Gazelle.
Yeah.
It's one of those two that win. When deciding on a song selection each week, Ashley was particular in what would appeal to most audience members. I want it to feel fun, he explains. I want to pick crowd favorites. For me, That's the Way I Like It was a favorite disco song. Slow Hands by Niall Horan was a cool nod to my boy band past.
Yeah.
Everyone said Niall looked like he could be my younger brother. So I thought that was a fun nod to the boy band years. While panelist Jenny McCarthy Wahlberg was able to guess Ashley's identity, Robin Thicke, Ken Jeong, and Nicole Scherzinger were all stumped. The singer was most surprised Robin didn't guess him. He breaks his silence on what exactly he was doing at the Blurred Line singer's house. He had a studio in his house, Ashley describes. A lot of artists were always there going through Robin's house, including house parties and songwriting sessions. He still didn't get it. I was surprised. Jenny was able to put the clues together when she saw dumbbells in S'more's video package. In the last few years, I started online fitness coaching company, Ashley explains. On my social media, I focus a lot on my fitness journey. That is the clue that tipped her off. So for those of you who have not seen, Ashley's Instagram.
If you ever feel sad, just go to his Instagram page and you'll perk right up, really.
Yeah,
just like he does.
Oh, I'm following. That's weird.
Oh, so crazy.
Wow. Yes.
What is on the top of your Christmas list this year? I need pants.
He's beautiful. So wow. And I love his captions. They're always
spending
like,
the holiday in Asia has been amazing. What did you do for Thanksgiving?
It's like, listen.
There's like, dude, it doesn't even go with
it. It doesn't even go with it, but I don't even care. It's fine. They're all good. They're all amazing.
Dad bod. Yeah, okay. Actually,
I don't that's think not so. Dad bod. Really, yeah, no, but okay. Oh, look how cute. Wow.
Informal poll. What should be my cheat meal for finishing 90 days of fitness challenge?
Wow. I'm
gonna feast and write a song about it as he poses naked with guitar.
Yes. Thank you. This is what they should, every boy band should take a note from this gentleman here. Thank you. Wow.
Night, so this people. Is how many hours of sleep are you getting? If it's less than 8 or 9 hours, it's not enough. So yeah. So actually,
so basically this is promoting his fitness.
Lydia's mind is being blown right now.
This is great.
Here's some caution tape.
You think
I can wear just this for Halloween and say I'm a bumblebee or a school bus?
Yes.
What's the laziest Halloween costume you've ever put together? Tell me below. I'm chatting.
Look at that one. Yes. Oh, God, yes. Just say you're a Calvin Klein underwear model.
Wow. Okay. This is no more of this. No more.
It's
no
blowing
more.
Her mind.
Get out of here. Oh my goodness.
He just likes to gaze out at the window.
Who is taking these pictures? This is my shit.
Do you think it's like timer? Timer? Yeah.
Okay, I'm good. Thank you.
Sure? Oh, you want me to close?
She's like, let me enjoy it in my private time.
Okay, it's an hour 3. I think we've caught up a lot of our
well, that's whatever. A great way to end it.
Beautiful way to end it. Absolutely.
Sure there'll be, would that be the Christmas package that you're waiting for?
My Christmas wish.
Anyways, yeah, so he does have a fitness company, so if you do want to talk to him and
I don't know
have if him coach
so
you
one on
one. No, he does. He actually
no,
does.
I know.
Yes,
he does.
I just,
it is expensive.
Yes,
yeah,
I'm
being it's very expensive.
But I'm just kidding. And that's one of the reasons why he says he doesn't want to go back into music because whatever.
Yes,
but
he doesn't want to let his clients
down. He's busy
with
his fitness. Yes.
It would be nice for him to get together sometime and go back on stage. I would love to see that.
Yes, we would all love to see that. Thank you. Okay. Yeah.
So yeah. So there's your some boy band updates. I'm sure more will appear before this episode airs. But if you have any information or boy bands you want to talk about or anything like that, leave it in the comments.
Any secret tips? Let us know. We are going to tips about tell what? You. But whatever. Let us know. Yeah.
If you're an insider watching our podcast and want to ruin your NDA and lose your job, by all means, message us.
Yes.
Okay. We escalated very quickly.
All right. Let's wrap this up.
All right. Thanks for taking a break with us, guys.
Until next time.
Thanks for listening.
Bye.